Welcome to Win with Richardson & Richardson. What's important now? Success in business most often comes down to hard work, not by silver bullets and quick fixes. It's knowing where to focus that hard work that's key to winning. Join sales prospecting expert and three-time seven-figure business founder Carrie Richardson and managing partner of R&R Consulting and former owner of Doberman Technologies, Ian Richardson, for radical honesty regarding strategic planning, accountability, and execution that will get you the systematic results you're working toward. Let's get into today's episode. Thought leader and your host, Carrie Richardson.
Hello and welcome to Win. I'm Ian Richardson, your host. I'm one half of the consulting group Richardson & Richardson Consulting. And my guest here today is West McDonald from Tiger Paw and the MPSA. West is the number four ranking top influencer in the Manage Print channel. His passion is helping his friends and partners find answers by asking questions with an eye on helping their business grow in both new and innovative ways. He's got a knack for helping partners navigate channel convergence, making sure that they have a crystal clear subscription billing model, and simplifying their portfolio of products, and making sure that they're not too diversified, but diversified enough. If you're looking to evolve your business and grow in the new economy, West is your guy. West, hey, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, and it's great to be here today.
Oh, it's great to have you. What West isn't saying is we are doing back-to-back podcast recordings today. It's super fun being with another podcaster because you can jump onto different channels. I'm certain we'll be referencing other things. But West, really quick at the top, what's the way someone can get to your podcast? Throw that out so that everyone can subscribe and share.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Yeah, and it's very simple. If you go to tigerpaw.com and hit the resource section, you'll see the section for the blog there. And we try and tie everything up in there. So our written blogs, our audio content for podcasts, and also the videos that we produce for business education. It's all there. So consume in the way that you like, and just one easy spot to get to it.
Awesome. So everybody, like, get over there to Tiger Paw and get subscribed, get that out on the social media and consume and learn. So West, we always follow a format here on Win, and we're talking about challenges, achievements, and opportunities. And when you and I were talking on our prep call, we were talking about the world moving in the tech space, and especially in the managed print space, but in the tech sphere in general. There's a lot of convergence and consolidation, the two C's that are happening. There's private equity coming in and consolidating people. There's software companies consolidating. There's office equipment companies that are consolidating. And there's some monopolies in the office equipment marketplace that you and the Tiger Paw team are having to overcome to continue your dominance in that space. People are using multiple systems for multiple practices and looking to downsize. What are you guys doing to tackle this challenge in today's environment?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge, right? And it's one that's actually been creeping up for many years. And I think, like most industries, the pandemic that we went through kind of accelerated a lot of the need to move on those changes. And the challenge for Tiger Paw, and I'm sure we're not the only ones, as a business management platform, really was twofold. One was, do we know enough about those verticals to serve them the way that we need to, right? And part of my background, obviously, from the Office Equipment channel, is in the office printing and copying space. And although it seems fairly straightforward, I mean, how complicated can a printer be? It's actually a very complicated business model, right? And so to be able to serve that community, especially as you mentioned with convergence happening, because these office equipment dealers are becoming more than just print. They're becoming cybersecurity companies. They're becoming MSPs, right? And as that happens, the challenge for Tiger Paw is we got to step up. We got to make sure that we can service all of these new things. And the second part of that equation is actually becoming more of a cloud-centric kind of offering, right? So, yeah, they certainly have been challenges, but I can tell you that we've definitely risen to the occasion.
Yeah, there's two things. I mean, now that I'm settling down from how can printers be that complicated? Before joining R&R, I'm a 20-year veteran of the IT channel, and let me tell you, if it's not DNS, it's that damn printer. Incredibly complicated thing. I've got nothing but love and respect for the for my colleagues in the office equipment space. But there's something you mentioned there that I wanted to follow up on, which is this concept of cloud centric. There's, you know, we were both talking about how we had had conversations with our dear friend Matt Lee over at PAX 8, where there is, with Matt, there you go, Matt. there's this opportunity for modern companies where they're coming in with a cloud first approach, where they don't have any of that old tech debt.
Right.
Like there's this concept of tech debt and the tech landscape that we'll want to dive into. There's this opportunity there. But in your opinion, Wes, does someone have a better go? If they were starting their business today, do they have a leg up over their 10-year competitor right now?
Yeah, I would certainly say they do, right? And that's one of the challenges that being an established business that we have to be aware of every day, right? And certainly not to ignore it, because there's this idea of tech debt, which I love. That concept was introduced to me by, you know, Matt Lee and when an interview we did. And I can't get it out of my head, because it's one of those things that has kind of always plagued us. You remember in the old days when, I'll use an example, actually. Google's a great example, right? When they started coming out with email and web hosting and browsing, and people said, oh, you can't compete with Netscape. Who are you kidding, right? And you remember that? And
oh, yeah.
Completely different business model. And, you know, where is Netscape today and where is Google, right? So it's those kind of lessons that we still can't escape. So as we're moving towards this more cloud-based infrastructure, is that conversation that you and Matt had, absolutely, we've got to keep our eye on that ball and make sure that we're ready to service that as well. And I would agree, it's harder for, you know, somebody that has a legacy business to do that. I'd say the only advantage in there, as long as you're paying attention, you've got the capital and the experience to be able to make some good decisions, right? So, but yeah, I'm telling you, that's what we have to watch out for now, is basically, you know, a zero, you know, CapEx, you know, kind of business infrastructure where everything, even for how the business is run, is through some kind of subscription, right? Very easy to get started, very easy.
Yeah, and you've got that ability. If you're a legacy business, where because you do have those resources, because you've got the experience, gumption, and established base, if you're brave enough, you can jump and pivot, and you can capture the same opportunity. Speaking of opportunities and capturing and things, we always like to talk about achievements, and we were talking about the MPSA, which is the Managed Print Services Association, and that is a CompTIA organization, a trust mark. Talk to us about what happened with the MPSA and what TigerPaw has been able to do and what you've been able to do through some volunteerism there.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you giving me an opportunity to talk about this, because it's something I'm very passionate about, right? So I am the president at the Managed Print Services Association now. And the name itself is a bit misleading, because obviously, you know, we don't just talk about managed print. We work with managed print providers that are trying to become more, you know, that are trying to be able to deliver better services and new services. And one of the things that we did was an organization that I'm very proud to serve with, as well as CompTIA. And they had developed a trust mark for managed print to kind of elevate what that actually meant. And Ian, I'm sure you're familiar with it and all the other channels that you serve as well. But just because people say they can do a thing doesn't mean necessarily that there's any standard, you know, that it's set to. So anyone could say that they, you know, do managed print, saying, oh yeah, we have managed print, we charge, you know, per page, you know, here's how it works. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hold on a minute, what are you actually managing? I know you're giving me my bill in a cost per page format, but what are you managing? Like, yep. Explain that to me. So this standard ensures a level platform for organizations to say, yes, when we say we do managed print, this is what we mean. And we've met the bare minimum criteria for all these areas, right? So really super excited now that the Managed Print Service Association has taken over stewardship of that trust mark. It's now going to be called Managed Print Certified. We've already got about 15 or 16 folks that have actually signed up and gone through the testing and received the accreditation. It's very recent for us, and very excited about it, and super thrilled to have the opportunity to talk about it. And I will say for, you know, folks out there, even if you're not in the managed print services space, I know that in the IT world, managed print's kind of a bad word, right? It's like, I will never, you know, when you laughed and said printers are complicated or touch them or anything else, sometimes these associations can really help you understand that maybe that's not the case. That as we talked about sort of cloud forward, that the way that managed print is being delivered, it's you don't necessarily have to touch the moving parts anymore. One of the concepts that I love to talk about is manage the print stream. The same way that we manage the data on a server, you can manage the print stream for a customer and not physically have to touch or fix the physical device, right? There's security opportunities there. And certainly if you're interested, I can learn more. I would love to talk to you about, you know, some benefits of membership. It's not expensive. It's good to do some volunteer work, you know, through these organizations. And, you know, very excited to, you know, to sit in the president's seat today to drive that forward.
Well, and there's just the opportunity for, and I come from the managed services space, the opportunity for MSPs in print has been robust and is there. It's just like but breaking into telecom. And you get two camps, right? There's the guys who are like, I'm never going to do telecom. That's not my thing. I'm not going to play in that space. And then once you get into telecom, they say, oh, I would never give it up.
Right.
I would never not do telecom. And the same thing happens in the organizations that are able to capture both IT and print. There's a massive opportunity to help make your customers' lives easier, simpler, better by managing their print for them. And that doesn't mean you have to sell devices, doesn't mean you have to repair devices. It means that you can be an integral part of the conversation for managing that equipment for them and to ensure a reliable experience. So that's an opportunity that if you're an MSP and you're not doing it, Wes is the guy to talk to about that.
I appreciate that. Like I said, it's all about managing the stream, right? And there's huge dollars in that. Definitely an exciting opportunity, you know, to look at. And obviously on the TigerPaw side, that's something we really believe in. So we've actually developed a system. One of the biggest changes in the managed print world today is moving away from that cost per page model and into, you know, either identity-based billing or flat rate models of some kind, right? And that's exciting. That's something that we're working on, both at TigerPaw and at the MPSA, is giving people the ability to manage those lines of business all under one single contract, all under one single identity, you know, for each of those users, right? So, yeah, there's change in the space. It's pretty exciting. As you can see, I get pretty passionate about it.
Oh, 100%. And the other thing that I really love is that you guys are putting in a certification and qualification program.
Yeah.
In a space like technology has a lot of standards defined, but when it comes to barrier to entry, this is the wild, wild west. You can grab your horse, you can grab your pistol, grab a thing of rope and go out and pan for gold, right? Like this is the gold rush in the technology space. We are still in that early part of the wave. There's not regulation, there's not governing bodies, there's not qualification, certification, and licensure yet. And that is coming. And so for the people who are focused on quality service and differentiation in a commoditized space, in a crowded space, this is a way to set the bar, to set the standard. At Delverman, my old IT company, one of the things we did is we became a CompTIA A+ authorized service center early in our space. And we did it right away. We required mandatory within 90 days of hire that you had a A+ certification. We encourage Net Plus and Security Plus as kind of the trifecta of our CompTIA stack.
Yeah.
And we dove deep. We had 100% certification of technical assets, and we maintained that all throughout my ownership at Doberman. And that was something that I would bring up when we would have someone who was coming in and charging less. I would say, well, okay. And I'd pull up the CompTIA website and I'd walk through the different sections of A+, and I'd say, like, I would ask them around this because this is not an expensive test. This is a $300 test.
Yeah.
It's across two different settings. But here's the areas that it says you are going to do this in a standardized way. This gives you a predictable support experience. This gives you a reliable support experience. What is their methodology for doing this? Yeah. And you can use that as a disqualifier. It's like, hey, if they're able to do it for cheaper, then you should go with them. But like, let's talk about your support experience. What are they doing? Are they following ITIL? Are they doing different things? And invariably, that fly-by-night operation wouldn't have good answers. And even though we might be one or two times more expensive, we would get the elected bid because we were able to prove that differentiation. So I love that. I love that there's a focus on qualification.
Yeah, really important. And you mentioned, you know, this whole idea of commoditization, right? That is across all, you know, verticals or channels or offerings, that is the boogeyman, right? Especially as we move to more of this 100% cloud, you know, based infrastructure, right? What's going to make you different is that ability to manage at a higher level, to say, well, we literally, you know, have these, you know, 20 things in our checklist every time that we're working with you that have to get done to make sure you're getting the service you deserve, as opposed to just wait for the phone to ring when something, you know, doesn't work, right? So that's value. I mean, that, you know, that ability to be able to bring in those standards to deliver a better customer experience, right?
Mm-hmm. And so we've been dancing around this for a bit. We've been talking around tech debt. We've been talking around the tech landscape. The way that we always wrap up Win is we're talking about opportunities. We're talking about what's next. What are we going to pursue? And Wes, you've been talking about like putting on our 5-year visor, right? Like looking out into the future 5 years from now. 5 years ago, the space was fundamentally different than it was now. 5 years ago, people were starting to talk about cloud. They were starting to talk about security. There were some early adopters banging the drums. And now it is here. Cloud is a thing. Virtual desktop is a thing. Work from anywhere is a thing. You and I spent another 30 minutes beforehand talking about remote work. Remote work is the norm, not the exception. And 5 years ago, it was the opposite. So if we're looking 5 years into the future, what's this opportunity that you and the TigerPaw team are pursuing around the technology landscape and what's going to be happening?
Yeah, and you know, there's two things in there for where we have to go, and we have to be careful, right? Because obviously predicting the future is a dangerous game. But I think there is absolute certainty in this idea that remote work isn't going to go away. I know that there are organizations, hello Elon Musk, that you know say everyone does have to come back to the office, but I would say they're, you know, far in the minority, right? That this wave of technology that allows us to do exactly what we're doing today, to be more productive, you know, to do these things, that's not going anywhere. So that is what we have to look to, is that opportunity in the future to make sure that we are ready, you know, for 100% work anywhere. So if people are working at their home, or in your case, as the interview we did before, working out of your RV, working out of your van, right? That we can deliver that same experience, that same equitable experience, no matter where you're working. That is our biggest challenge. It's one that we're definitely taking head on. And I would argue that it's probably the biggest challenge facing any business, you know, out there today.
100%. That like the genie is out of the bottle at this point. Like you cannot put this box back in the closet, the cat's out of the bag, whatever your metaphor is. This was a one-way door. That magic is out in the world right now. But for the people who are willing to pivot, and this has been a recurring conversation. I chatted with Matt about this. I chatted with Dave Poole about this. You and I have talked about this, that for the people who are willing to pivot their business fundamentally and have a different conversation, if you're still thinking about, I'm managing desktops and I'm managing servers and things like that, it is time to flip the light on and realize that ship has sailed. That is where like managed services companies, especially if you're still thinking about the speeds and feeds or the device count or whatever, and that's your value, you are on the downward tanking curve of your product or service lifecycle, like PC sales were a while ago. If you're still fighting customers to buy the PC, just give them your spec sheet and say, hey, like, look, if you want to buy it from us, this is the price. You want to buy it somewhere else, you deal with the warranty, no problem. Buy it. Like, we don't care.
Right.
Because who cares about the $50 in margin you're making anymore? You're wasting more time doing procurement on that. It's a loss leader, and it's not even a leader. It's a loss loser. For you these days to be in hardware sales. So if you're still thinking that way, running that services company, it's time to wake up and have the conversations with Wes and Matt and everyone else who can help you think about pivoting. This is a ripe opportunity for someone in the tech space.
Yeah, it really is. We see these things, you know, I won't say once in a generation, but I will say once in a very long time, right? And the last time I think that I really felt that we were undergoing this kind of change was the birth of the internet, right? And I was around for that too. You know, it was very transformational in ways that people had no concept of at the time. It wasn't just a website or an email, which is what a lot of people thought it was, right? Without the internet, we couldn't do what we're doing today. And I think we're kind of on the cusp of that now, where first we had that connectivity boom where we could actually, you know, really be connected. Now mm-hmm. we're moving to that virtualization boom, which is everything is going to be somewhere in the cloud. The infrastructure, the services are not going to exist within our four walls, right? So it's like you said, it's coming. Let's take advantage of it because there's huge opportunity. It's exciting.
It absolutely is. So it's coming to that time where we're at the bottom of the podcast. My guest today has been Wes McDonald from TigerPaw and the MPSA. You can learn more about what Wes and the TigerPaw team does at tigerpaw.com. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Tigerpaw.com. You can get to Wes' podcast. You should absolutely give it a listen. It's some great content over there. Connect with Wes on LinkedIn. And I'm Ian Richardson from Richardson & Richardson Consulting. That's R&R.consulting. Thank you for listening to Win. You can listen to more episodes on our website, subscribe to our newsletter, grab some of our mini webinar series. And until next time, take it easy.
Thanks so much for having me in. Have a great day.
Thank you, West. Appreciate you.
You've been listening to Win with Richardson & Richardson. What's important now? We're so glad you've joined us and know you're one step closer to winning big in your business too. We'd love to connect with you outside of the show. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to connect@rnr.consulting. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast so you'll easily know when new episodes are available. Until next time, you can win, and we're here to help.